compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 10th of April, 2026. With a real feel of 24 degrees Celsius, it's currently 23 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon, and it's mostly cloudy, the headlines. Government in talks with Angola, Nigeria over fuel imports. Miles Sampa says judicial ECZ appointments signal UPND's political anxiety ahead of elections. And Taiwan opposition leader meets Xi Jinping in Beijing.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. Vice President Mutalena Lumango has disclosed that the government is still engaging the governments of Angola and Nigeria on the possibility of importing fuel. Responding to a question from Kwacha Member of Parliament Charles Mulenga during the Vice President's question time on whether the government has plans to procure fuel from Angola following the conflict in the Middle East, Mrs. Nalumango said discussions are still ongoing. She said the government is also exploring alternative sources of fuel supply, adding that the engagements began even before the conflict between the United States and Iran began.
The engagement, in fact, started even before the war. We engaged, for example, Angola. We have been engaged with Angola, with Nigeria, to see how possible we can work together. I think on Angola we started even talking about it. I think something was raised here. So we truly are looking for alternatives. Just like you see, we are so well placed today for many African countries. If you hear what the war is doing, it's the cost and also the access to fertilizer.
Meanwhile, the Vice President said the issue of deceptive practices will not help Patriotic Front members of Parliament return to Parliament. She was responding to a question from Mukushi South Member of Parliament, Davis Chisopa, who wanted to know what government is doing to address public concerns surrounding cyber loads.
Using deceptive means or untruths, it will not help because Zambians still remember where they passed through. As individuals, you are different. Otherwise, you would be rejecting people from PF, but we don't because that's an individual. So, no matter what they try, honorable, no matter what they try, it will not work. No matter what you say, they still remember. You can't go there and start speaking peace in your same entity. They will still remember the beatings.
Patriotic Front Faction President Miles Sampa has charged that recent appointments to the judiciary and the Electoral Commission of Zambia by President Hage Ndehijlema signal that the ruling party is sensing political headwinds ahead of the August general elections. In a statement, Mr. Sampa has alleged that the actions reflect a leadership that is increasingly uneasy and resorting to preemptive maneuvers to secure influence over key institutions that could determine the electoral outcome. He said the timing and scale of the appointments raise questions about the government's intentions, suggesting that they may affect institutions involved in the electoral process. Meanwhile, Citizen First Party President Harry Kalaba has expressed concern over the credibility of the August general elections, warning that recent developments could undermine democratic, transparent and peaceful polls. In a letter addressed to international bodies, including the African Union, SADC, the European Union and the United States, Mr. Kalaba has alleged that actions by President Hijlema are weakening the independence of key democratic institutions such as the ECZ, the judiciary and the Zambia police.
We have written to the African Union. We have written to the American Embassy. We have written to the British Embassy. We have written to SADC, because at a time such as this, we cannot have a situation where the president is making appointments that are tilted in his favor. Let the people choose, and let the people be given an opportunity to choose who should lead them. Mr. Ichilema is just a player like all of us. He cannot be setting up rules to advantage himself. This will not work, and will not support it. So yes, we have told the international community to watch Zambia and watch very closely as Mr. Ichilema tries to gasp for breath politically.
In other news this afternoon, the Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia, AAAZ, has called for urgent and deliberate action on findings raised in the Auditor General's reports, particularly for the 2023 and 2024 financial years. AAAZ Programs Manager Marta Mulife said year after year the reports continue to highlight serious weaknesses in the management of public resources. He said while some findings have attracted public attention, including the widely reported matter involving the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, these represent only a fraction of the issues raised. Mr. Mulife has since called on relevant government institutions to move beyond selective attention to audit findings and ensure that all issues raised are thoroughly addressed.
AAAZ therefore calls on relevant government institutions to move beyond selective attention to audit findings and ensure that all issues raised are thoroughly addressed. This includes strengthening systems for investigation, enforcement, and follow-up, as well as improving transparency around the progress made. Members of Parliament to strengthen their oversight role, particularly at constituent level, by ensuring that resources such as the Constituent Development Fund are utilized transparently and in line with community needs.
Now, Marca Resources, a copper-focused exploration company, says it is advancing responsible mining projects in Zambia aimed at meeting rising global demand while delivering long-term value. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, company chief executive officer and director Brooke Bieber said the company prioritizes a community-first approach, engaging local stakeholders before acquiring licenses. She has explained that Marca Resources supports artisanal and small-scale miners through its Mine Hive platform, which offers training, shared resources, and incubation programs designed to promote safer, legal, and more productive mining operations. Ms. Bieber has added that increasing global demand for copper driven by electrification and technological advancements, coupled with underinvestments in exploration, Zambia presents with a significant opportunity to expand both short-term and long-term production.
Globally, if you look at the artisanal small-scale sector, people see it as a problem, and it's actually not a problem. I think it's a massive opportunity, and it's one of the largest workforces within the mining sector. You know, globally, they employ 45 million miners, and then indirectly, they support families and livelihoods of those miners. And so it's not a problem. It's an opportunity. And I think Zambia and the leadership in Zambia recognize that. So they brought forth adequate legislation to be able to support artisanal community, small-scale miners, and getting licenses to build their own local operations and businesses.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association, CEDORA for short, has described the first quarter of 2026 as challenging for the sector, despite recording some positive developments. Speaking to Hot FM Business News, CEDORA Executive Director Dr. Aubrey Chibumba said the sector has faced market share challenges in the region due to the influx of cheaper soya cake from India into East Africa. Dr. Chibumba, however, has noted that the strengthening of the kwacha against the US dollar has had a positive impact on imports in the sector. He said this has been crucial as it has created fiscal space and made it easier to import crude oil, resulting in moderately lower cooking oil prices.
You know, this year didn't start off like that. We started off with challenges, especially because there was very cheap soya cake from India going into East Africa. So that was a problem. But at the same time, the appreciation of the Kwacha provided us with some cushion on the imports, right? Okay, so the imports of crude oil. And this allowed us at least to have some fiscal space, okay? And that is reflected in even the modest declines in cooking oil prices.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data.